guys, it's your girl Q, and you're now listening to the Queen and Me podcast.
All I want to do is inspire, motivate ya. All I want to do is inspire, motivate ya. Girl, come in here with me. Let's find out this and me. Big sumo energy. Kick you with Queen and Me. Kick you with Queen and Me. Kick you with Queen and Me.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Queen and Me podcast. I am your host, Q, and I am so excited to have you guys tuning in today. I hope you guys are having a marvelous day. I hope everything's going well. I have such a great inspirational message to just share with you, and I hope that it, you know, resonates with your heart and hopefully inspires you guys to keep going, you know, and it motivates you to just continue to work on being the best version of you that you can be. All right, so we're going to dive right in today. The topic, as you see, is called Transform. Don't be a recluse. You know, I try to be as transparent as I possibly can, especially when there is a lesson in it, that I find a lesson in there somewhere. So, and I do believe it's important to share our stories, the mountains, the valleys that we experience, because I do believe that our story, our words, our situations are helpful, you know, for others to be able to see how we survive and become a survival guide for them, right? So, you know, in my life, I know, you know, and I'm sure in yours as well, that we may experience hurt from people and some pain, some really valley type situations, right? You know, everybody, you know, this on this podcast, if you've been following me for a while, you know, I've dealt with anxiety and depression. And in my life, certain situations that evolved from hurt had caused me to go into a state of depression. And have anxiety like nobody's business, right? So what I realized, and you know how like some situations, like we might get hurt by something, but it don't really like affect you like that. But there's something about hurt from people that really, like, you really, really adore and you love, you know, something about that, it just hits different. Like that hurt just hits different. And in a situation like that for myself, you know, with my situation, you know, I dealt with it terribly. Like I really dealt with it bad. You know, so, you know, in dealing with the hurt and the thing that I experienced, the situation, you know, I had made a decision that I was going to withdraw from people. You know, I was going to go into hiding, basically, because it was, for me, it felt like that was the only place that I could trust. You know, I could trust me. So I'm just going to go into a place of hiding. I'm going to get away from everybody. I didn't want to be around nobody. Now, if you know what a recluse is a person who lives in solitary, you know, basically a solitary life and tends to avoid other people. So for me, I was like, oh no, I'm going to be a recluse. I'm going to go and hide. I'm just going to, you know, get me, just hide in my cocoon. You know, you know, if you know anything about a cocoon, you know, it's a very dark, you know, it's tight, it's small, you know, it's just, it's very tiny area, you know, short space for you to be able to do anything in, right? So, you know, for me, you know, I'm thinking it's the best decision. It's the best decision, right? But we all know that, you know, hurt people hurt people. Let's just be honest. Hurt people, you know? I had went ahead and become withdrawn, basically. You know, I didn't really talk to many people. I did not go out many places. I was a homebody. It was just me and my family here. I was nervous about being around anybody else. I had to take anxiety medication. It helps with stress. Anything that if I knew I was going around someone, I had to take the medicine so that at least it would make me feel, I could feel comfortable, you know, being, that's how bad it was for me. So, you know, I was not willing to put myself out there anymore because of the hurt that I experienced. It was just so traumatic, you know. So in my hiding time, though, I temporarily thought things seemed to be okay, right? You know, I wasn't hearing anything. I was not, you know, dealing with people who I thought loved me, who were talking about me or saying things. I did not have to have fear of being around people that I was not sure I could trust anymore, or, you know, if I said something to that, they were going to carry my words to someone else, twist them up and make it sound good for the other ear to hear. I didn't have to deal with that. So temporarily in my hiding place, I felt okay. Temporarily, you know, but I started to experience, you know, anxiety again. And I'm thinking, well, why am I still experiencing this? Why am I mean, okay, I've withdrawn from the people. I'm not, you know, I'm not having to hear things. I'm not dealing with this, that, and the other, but my mind was still, yeah. So I took myself out of the situation. Yeah. So I decided to be home. I decided to not put myself around people, but my mind was still there. My thoughts were still so consumed in the hurt. It was hard for me to move past it mentally. You know, so, you know, I had decided, like I said, I made that decision. I'm just going to go and hide it. I became recluse because it looks safe. Being a recluse looks safe. That is what it wants you to think. Hurt wants you to think that going into hiding is the safest place for you. It's the safest place for us. It's the only place we could trust. And for a moment, it might be. For a moment, it might be. I've been there. For a moment, I felt okay. I felt like, oh yes, you're doing great. You're not dealing with so much things. You're not, you know, this is what I thought. But then along came these thoughts, you know, that I never moved past. I just decided to hide. But my thoughts, you can hide from your thoughts. You can't hide from what's going on in your mind, you know. I think what I have to remember too is, you know, we got to allow ourselves, and I say this even now, like, allow yourself to feel how you feel, because they're valid. Your feelings are valid. But we can't allow our feelings to dictate how we're moving now. We can't allow our feelings and what we experience to dictate what's going on now, you know? And that's what I did. I became recluse. But what I had to question myself. I'm like, girl, what is the purpose? Like, why would you go into hiding? What was the biggest purpose? And to myself, I'm thinking, well, I went into hiding because I can trust me. I could trust them before, but I'm not sure now. My trust level is not there anymore. And I'm not sure if I'm comfortable being around these people or anybody for that matter. Cause quiet is kept. If you're hurt by one set of people or individual dealing with a situation, it not only affects your trust in your relationship for the, you know, in that, with this person or with these people, it affects it with everybody. It affects, because you're not sure, well, this is my best friend for 20 years, but I don't know. Are she going to switch up? They going to switch up? You know, it now makes you question every relationship that you've had. It does. It makes you question every relationship. So you're looking at everybody now. Like, I'm not sure if I can share everything. I'm not sure if I can be open and give all of, or be vulnerable to these people anymore because it was abused. But, you know, in my thought process, you know, once I sat down and I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, your purpose was to go in and because you were afraid. You know, that was why you went in. You're trying to save face again. You don't want to experience this anymore. But if anybody knows the life cycle of a cocoon was never designed to take something in hiding and never come out. The cocoon was designed for transformation. Think about the butterfly. Think about the caterpillar and the butterfly, right? It starts out as a caterpillar, right? And it goes through this life cycle. Now, I don't know all the terminology. So all of my, you know, nature people who are familiar, you can relate, but just using it, listen to the terms I'm gonna share it in, okay? So the caterpillar, you know, goes through there's a life cycle, and he goes, you know, lives as a caterpillar, but then he starts to, you know, what we think now, we might think he's dying. We might think he's suffocating because now he's being wrapped. He's being wrapped, and you can no longer see the caterpillar itself. Now it's in a dark, tight space. It can't move. We think it can't breathe. Starts to get little webs on it sometimes, you know. But after a couple weeks, or however the time, whatever the length of time it takes, out comes this beautiful butterfly that evolved. It transformed. And what I know about life is that we may start one way. I may start as a caterpillar, you know, sluggishly moving along, you know. I might have some hiccups along the way, some hurt, some pain, some setbacks that cause me to go in my cocoon and make me closed off for a certain period of time. But it's what I do in that cocoon that's going to determine how I'm going to come out. And I want you guys to really hear that. It's what we do in the cocoon, in that pressing phase, in that dark phase, in that stuck phase, whatever phase you're in. Because it's not necessarily anybody dealing with mental health or anything like that. It could be in any phase of your life. If you're stuck on an idea in business, if no matter whatever it is, the phase that you're in that you do not know what to do, that dark, stuck, you know, just tight phase where you can't move, hardly breathe. It's what you do in that time that's going to determine how your outcome is. You're going to either come out as a butterfly, or you're going to die inside of that cocoon and never birth what it was that you had inside of you. Never share with the world the gift that you have, the gift that you are. So in my cocoon time, in that time I took, in that dark place, it might have took me a year that I stayed there. It might take you 2 months. It might take someone a couple of weeks. But it's what we do in that time. I didn't spend all my time wisely in that cocoon. I can be honest. I did not. So I commission you guys to make sure that you change your mindset about the dark times that you're having, about that dark place that you're settling in. Don't get settled there. Please don't get settled there. Don't get comfortable. That's a temporary place. That's temporary. Trouble and pain and hurt, it does not last forever. But if we allow our minds to get stuck in that spot, it can last a very long time. So remember, when we're dealing, whatever you're dealing with, whatever valley you're in right now, the lowest point of your life, whatever's going on right in that space, it's what you do during that time. You're either going to fight, or you're going to give up and allow it to defeat you. How will you allow it to end? I pray that you come out as a beautiful butterfly, spreading all the goodness and the love that you can give and that you are. Sharing your magic, sharing your gift with the world, because they deserve to see you, honey. They deserve to see you. Trust yourself. Trust God that during the valley, there is something there that you are going to learn about yourself. And it's all about perception. It is definitely about perception. We can either look at that thing and be like, God, this is it for me. Or I can be like, all right, I'm hurting right now, but this is temporary. How am I going to get out? Think about a plan to put it into action so that you can work on coming out. Caterpillars don't stay stuck. They don't stay stuck. They're not meant to stay in a cocoon. They were not meant to go in a cocoon and never come out of hiding. They were meant to come out and be beautiful butterflies. And so are we. We might be caterpillars right now in our cocoons, and we think that our situation is done and over with. But if we're fighting while we're in there, if we're working while we're in there, if we're doing the things that we need to do while we're in that place, it might, listen, it's not going to be easy doing it. It may hurt like hell, but don't give up while you're in that dark place, while you're in that stuck place, while you're in a place of uncertainty. Don't give up, because soon enough, you will come out as a beautiful butterfly. And your gift will be seen, and you will be better off than you were when you went in there. And you will see why it made sense, why it was purposed for you to be in that space. There, everything has a purpose. Everything has a plan. I know there was a reason for me to be hurt, because hurt people, listen, hurt people don't always hurt people. Sometimes the hurt helps you. Sometimes being hurt helps you. I had to be hurt. I had to be a caterpillar and close myself in a cocoon so that I could come out beautiful, so that I could come out sharing the gift that I learned in that dark place, that I could help other people come out of their situation. That is what I had to do. We all have a story. We all have a destiny for our lives. And I challenge you to not give up in your cocoon. Do not give up in your dark place. Do not get stuck. Do not get in this dark valley. It is not the end. It is not the end. There is still more for you. Transform. Transform. The world needs to see you. Guys, I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode about transformation. It starts in the mind, in the heart. And I truly do believe that our darkest valleys are opportunities for us to transform. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you love what you hear, please rate 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow on Good Pods. Don't forget to download the Queen playlist. The link is in our description. Thank you so much for your support and tuning in. You can check out merch on allqueennocap.com and continue to support me and this podcast. You guys be blessed and have a freedom fantastic Friday.